Well, well, well. I see here it's a special day coming up for Alex and the Egyptian. What's going down here?
It just happened.
Oh, we're behind?
Yes.
Okay, what's up?
So, first of all, the Egyptian's on the phone. Good morning, my Egyptian prince.
Hello there. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, it was actually his idea to come on because he was like, you know what? We're just going to ask the listeners who's right. And I was like, fine, we will. And what happened was we've kind of just made it a little tradition, not really on purpose, but it's kind of become a tradition in our relationship that every anniversary, like every month, we get each other something.
Every month?
Yeah, I know that that's kind of like over the top, but you have to understand that the Egyptian and I are kind of over the top people, and we both like nice things, and we both like gifts.
And to be fair, your relationships, the way they last, you kind of have to celebrate a month at a time.
Hey!
That's kind of like a year for you. So.
Oh, shots fired. Pew, pew,
pew. So anyway, we just celebrated our 3 months unofficially, four months unofficially anniversary a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I spent quite a bit of money on him. I got him a really nice Vineyard Vines polo and then a whole bunch of other stuff. So he asked me for gift ideas for him to get me of like a list of things that I really like. One of those items happened to be a ring from Nordstrom. Okay. Now, the ring, you can see a picture of it on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. The ring is rose gold and diamonds, but it is not an engagement ring. It's like a costume jewelry ring, okay?
How much does that retail for?
$250.
$250?
Which is nothing, especially for diamonds. Diamonds
nothing?
Are like $3,000.
Nothing?
For us, that was like a decent price. And like I said, I spent more than that on him and his gifts, okay? So I spent more than that on him. And so this ring was actually under that budget. So I sent that, and he like got really weirded out. And he's like, Alex, I am not getting my girlfriend of 3 months a diamond ring. And I was like, you are way overthinking this. It is not an engagement ring.
He is not overthinking it.
I was like, this is just a nice costume jewelry ring. It's only a couple hundred dollars. It's not like I'm asking for a $1,000 ring or something. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but he thinks it's so inappropriate.
It is. A diamond, a guy should only get a girl one diamond ring, and that's when he wants to marry
her. Thank you, Joe. See, I have 2 points. Number one, I think it's super weird to get your girlfriend of 3 months a diamond ring.
I agree.
For a couple reasons. One, it's a diamond ring. It's pretty freaking weird. Number two, in my eyes, if I'm going to spend a lot of money on a ring, I kind of want that to be a one-time purchase.
It's not a lot of money.
Wait a minute. $250 is a good chunk of money.
You have to consider for us and our budgets, that's like I said, I spent more than that on him for his gifts.
Maybe lower the
budget.
So
I didn't ask him. I mean, yeah, we could. But I'm just saying, like, so it's not like I asked him for a couple grand.
And normally, normally I would be not on Alex's side because that's normally how everything is. But I will say, I don't think it's that big of a deal. If you were going to spend $250 on her anyways, like with clothes or expensive perfume.
That's what he ended up buying me was clothes.
Exactly. If you end up spending that same amount of money, like I don't get it. Say that it was like a necklace or something. This just happens to be a ring. But
you don't propose with a necklace.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Hold on, but listen. Also, Joe, did you go and look at the ring? I went to Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. I saw the ring. This is clearly not an engagement ring. This is clearly not even a promise ring.
Hold on,
it's just
going
a very pretty ring. It's just a nice piece of jewelry.
Exactly.
And for you guys already say I love you to each other.
Right.
I think that a nice piece of jewelry for a gift
for
a couple that's already saying I love you is appropriate.
Thank
this
you.
This is clearly not an engagement ring if you see a photo of it.
It isn't an engagement ring, but it's funny. It's on the woman's engagement finger, the ring finger right there.
Well, also, I sometimes wear my rings on that finger because I forget. So that girl could have forgotten, okay?
I'd like to make one more point.
Please do. And 317-239-1009, if you agree with the Egyptian and me, or if you're on Alex and Liv's side saying it's not that big of a deal. What's the second point, Egyptian?
My second point is just to sympathize with me. If I'm buying my girlfriend on our 3-month anniversary a gold diamond ring, imagine what I'm going to have to do on the other months that are actual milestones.
When are you buying her a new car and a house? When's
that
come?
Exactly. I might be bankrupt on our one-year anniversary.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, the Egyptian. That was your fault.
Yeah, I was just going to say helicopter ride. I don't think so.
That was your fault deciding to get presents for each other every month because yes. I think that is bananas. But if you guys are both into it, then now you can't back out.
Yeah, and the other thing
now
is...
Now you can't be not into it.
Yeah, you can.
It.
You can pump the brakes.
You also bought me a gold Kate Spade necklace for not even an anniversary, just a random gift. So you've already done the I'm just going to get you jewelry because type of thing.
But I think didn't we get in a fight and I felt bad? Wasn't that the reason for it?
Oh, man.
If you guys
get in fights and buy things for Alex, she's going to have a whole wardrobe of stuff. Jeez. All right, Egyptian, I thought you made some valid points, and people are calling in right now. 317-239-1009. So listen and we'll see what happens, okay, bud?
Cool. Sounds good.
All right, man. Thank you. And congratulations on your 3-month anniversary, Egyptian.
Thanks.
Big, big stuff right here. All right. You heard it. 317-239-1009. Also, see the ring. You might be more informed when you do that on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. Is the Egyptian bringing up a valid point coming on the air saying, come on, guys? Like, she wants me to buy a ring with a diamond on it? I think he's got a point. Alex says no. He's just kind of being weird about it. We'll talk to you next.
You can see pictures of what we're talking about. The ring that I asked for from the Egyptian for our 3-month anniversary gift.
3 months.
Right now on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and on Instagram at Joan Alex Show.
Oh,
because
gosh.
A lot of people are commenting, oh, I was on the Egyptian side and said, no, this is ridiculous. But then when I saw the ring, I was like, okay, it's honestly not that big of a deal because it looks nothing like an engagement
it's
ring.
Still, you don't ask your guy for a ring with a diamond in it. You just don't.
That's just stupid. Girls like gifts with diamonds, necklaces, bracelets, anything. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah, he can give you a necklace, not a ring.
Chell says, before I saw this, I said no, but now that I see it, totally okay. If it was a big old rock in the center, that would be a totally different story. Then Skylar says, no, don't do it. Allie says, get the ring. It doesn't resemble an engagement ring or even a promise ring. And then Zach said, $250 for a 3-month anniversary gift. I should have made better life decisions.
Apparently. Daniel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this? Whose side are you on?
First of all, I love both of you guys. Love the show. Listen to it every morning.
Thank you.
I've got to take your side, though. Because, you know, it's just a little much, you know, and the economy's bad.
No, it isn't.
And weddings are expensive. All I'm saying is, you know, if you you're beautiful. You like to feel beautiful. You know, I get that. But he can put the $250 in a bank account for the two of you both. And here in a year, you guys can have enough money for a wedding and a beautiful ring you deserve and everything else, you know. Or he could take once a month and then take you to a spa and get you pampered or something, you know. The ring, it's too monetary for me. I don't know.
First of all, both the Egyptian and I like nice things, and we love giving and receiving gifts. And
you guys are nice enough. You know, you guys got to give yourself some more credit. You know, when he comes home every day, that's the gift, you know, that you guys are giving each other.
Not good enough for me, sorry. Just coming home, you got to bring something with you when you walk through the door.
That's what I say every day. It's like, what are you talking about?
Second of all,
I've got 5 kids and stuff, you know, and like me and my wife, there's no way we could ever do anything for like, not even on the $20 or $30 range once a month. So,
yeah.
So I just see it a different way. I don't know.
I mean, everybody's got their own different thing. Daniel, thank you.
The other thing is, one, the economy is the best it's ever been. Two, the Egyptian had no problem accepting the gifts that I gave him, and I spent way more than $250. So he had no problem accepting his fancy Cardinals Vineyard Vine shirt that I had personally made for him and all these other things.
That's fine, but you're talking about a ring.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it's a ring. You're a woman. You don't get it from a man's perspective.
It's just jewelry.
It's a freaking ring with a diamond.
It's just jewelry.
The boys are the ones that are overthinking this right now, just to let you know.
Right. Destiny on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
So I have a question for Alex.
Yeah.
Do you guys share a bank account?
No.
So you have no idea where his financials are because, you know, like you said, he could be bankrupt by the first year. Like, I think it's excessive, and I think you want validation from what you bought him. You want that same validation for what he buys you.
Probably true. But I do know we are very transparent about our finances. I know exactly what he makes and what he's got going on.
He knows what I make.
He knows what I make and what I've got going on. So I do know his situation. He knows mine.
And let's not forget, everyone, this is the man that took her on a helicopter ride around New York City. I don't think he's going bankrupt.
You don't know that. He could be putting it all on his credit cards.
He was going to spend $250 on her either way.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Just because it's a ring,
people shouldn't be making a big deal about this. And you know what bothers me about this, Alex, is that you obviously love this guy and he loves you too. You're not respecting how something makes him feel. If it makes him feel uncomfortable, you still...
Shut up, Joe.
Can a man validate a point once and just have an emotional conversation? Like, I'm bringing it into the man's world.
He's obviously
expressing how he feels here, Alex, and you're pressuring
him. Oh, please. Listen.
I don't understand why you would pressure him.
If he doesn't like the heat, he can get out of the kitchen. He knew what he was getting into with me. He loves me for me. He knows that I'm a little bit of a high maintenance brat,
but he likes it.
And here's the thing. Everybody's commenting like, if you want the ring so bad, why don't you buy it yourself? Honey, I can buy it myself. But the point is I want it from him.
Yes.
I want it from him.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Come again. Bye.
So do you think we'll actually make it to 4 months?
Yes, I do. Listen, he was telling me yesterday he's got plans to take me to Cabo in November and all these other things.
And he's worried about a $250 ring.
Don't you think that ring would look so good in Cabo?
Yes.
I don't know how the hell he does it, but good for you too.
If you didn't get through on the phone, check out the ring on Facebook and on Instagram. Leave a comment of what you think at Joan Alex Show and Radio Now 100.9.